About 250 people, mainly Hispanics, gather on one side of Maywood City Hall. Police barricades and about three dozen officers in riot gear separate them from the other side and from about 40 protesters from the anti-illegal immigration group Save Our State. Its founder, Joseph Turner, says he's trying to stop the wave of newcomers from Mexico and Latin America. That's why he's brought the protest here, to a city that considered but never formally endorsed non-cooperation with U.S. immigration laws.
Well, Maywood is a city that has acted with impunity. They've openly declared themselves a sanctuary city to illegal aliens. They openly aid and abet illegal aliens. They coddle illegal aliens. And so we're here to punish them for that. A transgression.
Turner is 29 years old. He's a graduate of USC. On this day, he's wearing a Trojan t-shirt. California has changed in his short lifetime. It's one reason he's organized rallies like this.
So we have massive influxes of people who are here illegally, and then they also have children or offspring who then become citizens. So you see a swelling of the Hispanic demographic in the state.
To many people, that swelling translates into strains on the society. More crime, inferior public schools, crowded hospital emergency rooms. And that perception isn't exclusive to conservative whites.
There's a significant section of black folks that are racist, that are fearful, and that also resent the competition.
Competition for jobs, says Ayuko Babu, director of South LA's annual Pan-African Film and Arts Festival. He doesn't agree with it, but he says there's widespread fear among blacks in L.A. that they're losing to the people they call Chicanos, the cultural and political clout they've enjoyed for 40 years.
When they say Chicano, when they say Mexican as opposed to Mexican, they mean all of them, whether it's El Salvadorians, Guatemalans, Nicaraguans, Central American, that whole group of Latin people or Hispanic people that are coming here, they feel that they're going to replace black folks and that we're going to be pushed down to the bottom.
This tension between blacks and Latinos is playing out because few local or national leaders are addressing its causes, says State Senator Gil Cedillo. He's a Democrat who represents the district that includes Maywood.
This crisis is this hysteria only comes out of a circumstance where the economy is not functioning to meet the needs of the people. And so people see what's different. And since we have a decline in the quality of life in California over the last 25 years, they look to see what's different, to see what's the explanation.
Something similar happened in this country before World War II. Americans who believed people from Southern and Eastern Europe and Latin America were inferior urged an end to all immigration. Today, the public debate focuses on illegal immigrants. Rallies often erupt into rhetorical battlegrounds where tempers run high. And this sort of hostility isn't just playing out in border areas like Southern California. Earlier this summer in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, city council members adopted laws that punish employers and impose fines on landlords who hire or rent to illegal immigrants. The old coal mining town also prohibits city documents and signs in any language but English.
And from a legal point of view, that's nonsense, okay?
UCLA sociology professor Ivan Light agrees that people who sneak across the U.S. border are on dubious legal ground in this country. He describes what happened in Hazleton as an abuse of police power, endorsed by local voters.
And so they give the authority to the police to enforce laws which are manifestly illegal and which they have no authority to enforce. And in the short run, it does have the consequence of ridding their neighborhood of unwanted immigrants, although, of course, it does nothing to stem the flow of immigration at the border.
That's where frustrated Americans are stepping in. At the Maywood rally, Joseph Turner admits his anti-illegal immigration group attracts some supporters with extreme views. But he says that's not its only mission. The self-proclaimed nationalist says his supporters are justifiably concerned citizens.
So I believe in the superiority of America and American culture. And so I believe that allowing massive illegal immigration into our nation undermines our sovereignty and threatens that superiority. So
Maywood Vice Mayor Felipe Aguirre says he too is standing up for principle. He regularly sponsors voter registration drives and advises immigrant families about the naturalization process. Anti-illegal immigrant activists, he says, would rather see him and other Latino elected officials push to enforce U.S. laws already on the books.
They don't want people to be here illegally. We don't want them to be here illegally. but we want them to become legalized, and they just want to deport everybody.
That everybody numbers about 2 million people in L.A. County. The Census Bureau projects that soon Hispanics in L.A. will outnumber whites by nearly 2-1, and blacks by about 5-1. The strong reaction of some whites and blacks form part of the backdrop for tomorrow's marches in Los Angeles and other cities, and may determine how important the immigration issue becomes in this November's midterm elections. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.